In a crowded Las Vegas nightclub, a professional gambler named Rob taught his protege John Paul Mendoza an unforgettable lesson. Rob made a distinctive sound, racking a shotgun that cut through the music and chaos. Some people instantly ducked or spun around, revealing street-smart awareness. Others remained oblivious, lost in their drinks and conversations. This simple test separated the alert minority from the unaware majority in seconds. Rob wasn't looking for the sharp ones, he was identifying easy marks. This moment captures something profound about sales, marketing, and life itself. Everything you do separates people into responders and non-responders. The 80-20 principle reveals that this separation isn't random. It follows a mathematical pattern so powerful, it appears everywhere from wealth distribution to customer behavior. Understanding this pattern transforms how you work, sell, and allocate your most precious resource, time. The 80-20 principle states that 80% of results come from 20% of efforts, but its real power lies in recursion. Within your top 20%, another 20% produces 80% of those results, meaning 4% of inputs create 64% of outputs, and just 0.8% creates 51.2% of results. This isn't a bell curve, it's a power curve revealing exponential relationships. Top performers aren't marginally better, they're exponentially superior. Elite programmers can be 10 times more productive than average ones. Top authors sell millions, while most struggle to find readers. A single breakthrough insight might generate more value than years of incremental improvements. The implications are radical. Stop fixing weaknesses and instead double down on your highest leverage activities while ruthlessly eliminating low-value tasks. Perry Marshall learned sales the hard way through endless cold calling that led to financial disaster. Everything changed when he discovered direct response marketing and pre-qualification systems. By using targeted advertising and educational content, he attracted only genuinely interested prospects. Positioning himself as an expert rather than a supplicant made selling easy, and he hasn't made a cold call in 15 years. The lesson? Finding the right person matters infinitely more than any sales technique. No persuasion can overcome fundamental barriers. If someone lacks money or interest, you're wasting time. Smart businesses create multiple touchpoints that act as qualifying filters: premium pricing, specific language, targeted content, strategic positioning. The most successful marketers design systems that attract ideal customers while deterring time wasters. They use sophisticated lead magnets and valuable content that naturally separates serious prospects from casual browsers. This isn't about convincing the unwilling, it's about identifying those already predisposed to buy. When you stop chasing reluctant prospects and start attracting pre-qualified customers, conversion rates skyrocket while stress levels plummet. After leaving professional gambling following a gun confrontation, John Paul Mendoza applied 80-20 thinking to sales. Given 206 leads, he knew 80% would waste his time. He developed the five power disqualifiers. Do they have money? Do they have a bleeding neck, urgent pain? Do they buy your unique selling proposition? Can they actually say yes? Does your solution fit their plans? Sales is fundamentally disqualification, not persuasion. Transforming selling from desperate convincing into methodical identification of people who already want what you offer. These disqualifiers connect to the power triangle: traffic, attention without raising defenses, conversion, convincing people your offering solves their problem, and economics, delivering value and getting paid. The critical insight? Think backward. Counterclockwise, starting with what people want to buy, not what you want to sell. For traffic, response lists, people who've already taken action, vastly outperform compiled demographic data. A list of accredited investors who bought investment newsletters might cost $5 per name versus 10 cents for general high-income individuals, but superior conversion rates make it worthwhile. A strong, unique selling proposition answers, Why should I buy from you right now instead of buying anything else from anybody else next week? Great USPs provide clear solutions with guarantees, like corn's gone in 5 days or money back, or Domino's, fresh hot pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less, guaranteed. The master formula is if you are qualifying customer type, and if you commit X dollars and follow steps Y and Z, then you will achieve specific results or else penalty to me. This justifies premium pricing by delivering results, not products. Marshall's 80-20 power curve reveals hidden spending in your customer base. In an example of 100 people offered a $50 product with 40 buyers, the curve predicts 72 would buy at $30, while only 8 would purchase at $200. The insight? Customers can spend far more if you offer proportionally valuable products. Sports teams exploit this through tiered offerings, from $19 tickets to luxury skyboxes costing hundreds of thousands. The 80-20 pattern repeats infinitely because it's fractal. Without high-end offerings, you leave money on the table. Adding products at 10x price points can double sales. When Tim Ferriss's publisher rejected his original book title, he turned to data rather than gut instinct. Testing various titles with Google Ads revealed The 4-Hour Workweek generated click-through rates several times higher than alternatives, a data-driven approach he'd repeat for subsequent titles. Google AdWords remains the ideal starting point for testing marketing messages, offering unprecedented targeting precision, reliable, scalable traffic, granular budget control, sophisticated conversion tracking, and instant pause capabilities. Marshall emphasizes it as the fastest path to mastering results, accountable, direct marketing. Split testing reveals that seemingly minor changes yield dramatic improvements. Moving testimonials above the fold doubled one marketer's conversion rates. Removing a single form field increased signups by 30%. By systematically testing each step, ads, landing pages, sales pages, order forms, you multiply results exponentially. Achieving 100% improvement at each of 4 steps creates 16x overall improvement. Carlos Garcia, who has invested billions in digital advertising, reveals the fundamental secret. Test 50 ads. One of them's going to be a crazy winner. Breakthrough results often come from counterintuitive variations discovered only through extensive testing. The 80-20 power curve reveals time's true value. For someone earning $20 an hour, the least valuable hour is worth $8.96, while the most valuable is worth $53.74. Most people accomplish only 1 to 2 hours of real work daily. The rest is busyness. You increase income by moving resources from low-value to high-value activities. Focus on high-value work and you jump curves from $20 an hour to $50 an hour. Most $100,000 a year earners spend majority time on trivial $10 hour tasks and occasionally execute $1,000 hour tasks. For sales and marketing professionals, $10,000 opportunities are everywhere if you follow 80-20. The point isn't becoming a slave to work, but its master, regaining control and taking that 3-week vacation without guilt. The 80-20 principle is a fundamental law of nature. Like water carving the Grand Canyon through the path of least resistance, small advantages compound into dominant positions. In a world obsessed with doing more, 80-20 offers radical liberation. Success isn't about equal effort. It's about identifying the vital few factors that drive results and ruthlessly focusing there. Find your 20%, your highest leverage activities, most responsive customers, most profitable products, then double down.